good things happening today, this half day. It's a day, half day to a day long event for kids in the 7th and 8th grade, those girls learning what it's like to be a software developer. And I'm sure my next guests are here only for a quick stop, as we need to get you back into the hosting of BitCamp right here in Grand Rapids happening today. A pleasure to speak with you about the specifics. Glad that you are here on behalf of Open Systems Technology, Beth Van Slyke, Talent Acquisition. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Kelsey Haldane on behalf of Configura, marketing coordinator, to talk about the Grand Rapids office and this event. Good morning to you, Kelsey.
Good morning.
All right, ladies, you have other ladies, the 7th and 8th graders that are getting some pretty cool education today. This initiative of Software GR, originally conceived by Atomic Object, and obviously your organization's involved as well. Mm-hmm. So BitCamp shows that software development isn't just for guys. Why are you involved, Beth?
I'm involved because I am on the board of Software GR, and I'm the point person for BitCamp. So I coordinate the camps. Our goal is to offer 8 of these per year. That number may grow as time goes on, but I'm the one that is coordinating the events.
And obviously OST, Open Systems Technology, all about this as well.
Yes.
Kelsey Haldane, Configura. Talk about Configura and again, why you are involved.
Yes, of course. So Configura is a Swedish software company, and we have recently moved to Grand Rapids about 10 years ago. And our bread and butter are computer programmers. And so worldwide, we have about 84 programmers within our company, and only 8 of which are females. And so we would love to be able to add more diversity with gender into our computer programming realm. And we found BitCamp and said, why not invest in those young women today so that in the future we'll have more?
And I would think the target age of the 7th and 8th grader is key here, Beth?
Absolutely. We're catching the girls at a very impressionable age, at an age where most of them don't even know what coding is. Mm-hmm. So BitCamp serves as an introduction to coding. We're not by any means in one day trying to teach them how to code. It serves as an introduction. Many of the girls, when they arrived this morning, had no idea what programming was. And by the time that they leave this afternoon, they will feel so empowered and excited, and will be so excited to get back to the project that they're working on. We do give them the opportunity to save their work to a flash drive and take it home and continue working on it. So they're all anxious to show it to their parents, and it's just a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, the day is happening. As you mentioned, in the future, you will have more BitCamps so that we can sign up. But what is happening today more specifically? I'll start with you, Beth. What is a typical BitCamp day like?
Well, the girls come in the morning, and we go through some basic terminology. The camps are led by tech firm professionals in West Michigan or university students. We'll teach them some basic terminology, and then we'll jump right into coding. And the better part of the morning is talking about what is HTML, what is CSS, how do we create a heading, how do we create a title, how do we change the color of our fonts. But just showing them that they, with some creativity, they have the power to create things. It's just a really cool thing to see. So they'll spend the morning learning about how to do these things. We do a lunch. Oftentimes we'll do a facility tour. We'll do one at Configura today, so that they can see some developers at work, and what a tech firm looks like and experience it themselves. Mm-hmm. And then the afternoon, they'll get to be fine-tuning their work and fine-tuning their website. And again, they'll be able to take this work home with them so that they continue the process.
Great. So the process that may just set them up for a lifetime career. Kelsey, I understand some students from Godwin High School are lucky to be involved.
That is correct. We'll be hosting them today. They're going to come in, learn as much as they can about coding, and even just hearing this, I wish I had this when I was in high school. I think this will be a great experience for them, and to also show them what a computer programming company looks like as well, to show the environment, the fun, relaxed environment that we have, and the what the coding process has the capabilities to do. It's just amazing.
So what may your office look like that perhaps our offices here don't look like?
So Configure is a very flat company, and we are all about open space and collaboration. So it's a very open layout, so desks everywhere. We have a lot of soft seating, so you can kind of hang out, bring your laptop over there. We have a large kitchen, which we host what we call fika, which is a Swedish tradition of kind of getting an afternoon snack together. And so it's just a fun place to be, but great and collaborative as well.
Great. And I've been in your OST headquarters, Beth. Again, some of the same openness here?
Absolutely. A lot of soft seating, open collaboration areas. Just it's meant to be a very welcoming environment, casual environment, just where a lot of great work gets done. Creative minds come together.
What's it take to be, and I'll use this word, OST may have its own word, but a configurant. What's it take to make it in this field, to practice in this field of software?
That is a great question. So what we say a configurant is, it's a very diverse group of people. We bring together very different types of minds to innovate solutions and have very open ideas. We throw things against the wall to see if they stick. And so it's really great to be able to have an organization that's so open to new ideas and trying things out. And even if they don't work, saying, hey, where did we go wrong and what can we do better next time?
Is there a word for the OSTians?
Well, certainly passionate about what we do, and in this case, at development. It's being entrepreneurial, trying things. It is just having a desire to learn. Always learning would be a good way to describe our employees.
That's great. Will you follow up with these gals? So will you keep them perhaps even accountable to their day today?
We do hope to. We part of this process is collaborating with educators. They, in fact, have been instrumental in helping us to coordinate the girls, getting the girls to the camp. And so it's keeping in contact with them, using them as a catalyst for continuing to push our message, to push technology as it relates to the young girls, and so we'll continue to keep in contact with those educators and
see if that could be the direction for those lucky 20 female middle school students. I know Kent ISD coordinating the students' participation as well, this BitCamp GR at your Configura headquarters. Final words from you, if you would, Kelsey.
We are so excited to be having these girls in today and can't wait to share this and to just impact these future girls' decisions of what they want to be. So we're excited to be a part of this.
How do we find out more about Configura?
You can visit our website at www.configura.com.
Beth Van Slyke, on behalf of Open Systems Technology, BitCamp GR, how do we find out more about the next BitCamp?
Sure. Please visit bitcamp.softwaregr.com. We have not scheduled the next open enrollment BitCamp, but that should be up on our site soon.
Let's spend time on today, and then we'll look forward to the next. Thank you very much. Touching Young Lives, Kelsey and Beth. Take care.